As I assume it's our last round. So actually, I had some really interesting conversations yesterday around what it takes to kind of find the best marriage and balance between digital solutions greening our economy versus they themselves having an environmental footprint. And I met some entrepreneurs that are also working on developing solutions exactly for that, helping other companies being able to monitor the environmental footprint, not just in terms of CO2 emissions, but also water use, energy use, even biodiversity. So there are a lot of these solutions and thinking, and one of them even said, you know, it all comes down to the design phase and the intentionality of ecocentric design. When a solution is being created, and really intimately understanding the problem that we're trying to solve, the system in which this problem exists, and then designing a solution that can, first of all, address that problem, but also address any additional, well, now we call them externalities, but additional environmental footprint that it could generate. And there were a lot of mentions from the other speakers on how we need to think about this very early in the design stage. We ourselves have been doing a lot of research on how new technologies such as blockchain can be useful in impact monetization, and I actually mentioned an example of a company that is doing exactly that. We went into the research with a lot of not skepticism, but curiosity to see, yes, what are the benefits of blockchain, but on the other side, knowing that there is a technology that has a reputation for higher environmental footprint. And we know that in a lot of these technological communities, there are sub-communities within them that are really concerned with reducing the environmental impact, and a lot of them are actually working on proof of stake concept, which is more energy efficient than the proof of work concept. In any case, that's just one example around the blockchain. So when it comes to also like looking at the bigger picture, maybe, and just providing some insights that I've gathered through our work and also speaking to some of the entrepreneurs, I don't think we lack technologies. Of course, we need the mindset of innovation and entrepreneurial thinking and acting, and we need to be in a constant process of curiosity and innovating. But at this point, so I just came back from the Change Now Summit in Paris. There were 1,000 solutions literally on climate solutions. So there are a lot of technological innovation. Where we need to innovate maybe at this point is something that was mentioned already, is the business modeling and the scale up of the solutions. A lot of it comes down to collaboration. And part of that team, the theme of this conference is public-private partnerships. It's really, what does it take for the innovation that is most promising, that is showcasing a successful track record in generating impact? What does it take? What kind of collaboration do we need to actually scale this, adopt it, and scale it up? And this is where the governments and policymakers can play a major role. First of all, it's kind of mindset of innovation, sustainability, and system thinking. It's, we need innovators within public policy. We need innovators and entrepreneurs within governments. People that are curious, that will talk, will be in constant contact with entrepreneurs, with innovators, and think about connecting the dots, because this is where governments can really play the part, connecting the dots and catalyzing collaborations. Another piece is the enabling environment. So what in the ecosystem is missing to, because innovators, entrepreneurs, if there is an enabling environment, the solutions will be developed, right? So what is the environment that your ecosystem needs? Are there accelerators, incubators that are there to support entrepreneurs? Is there funding? So we have a representative of a fund. I myself used to work in the national fund in North Macedonia just before this. So innovators do need some funding in testing their solutions. And how can we also channel some of this funding to catalyze the collaborations needed to scale up? So not just thinking in terms of one solution, but thinking in funding market shifting and market creation solutions, which is all around collaboration. So how can we integrate part of the conditions to be around the scale up of innovation? One of the entrepreneurs said, you know, the government, it's a lot about signaling. So signaling by what the government institutes as policies, by what is funding, signaling that this is a priority, right? That technological innovation for a greener economy is a priority, and that's where resources will be deployed. And public innovation procurement that was mentioned is also a really a powerful instrument. So I think this is it, and I would just conclude once again on the need for collaboration, and maybe even thinking how we're hosting conversations like this and integrating more interactivity and having actually some of these entrepreneurs and innovators being part of the conversation and being able to present their technologies and their needs be in constant conversation in order to be able to scale up the most promising solutions.